This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, April 25th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll look at the political dealings in the Illinois State Senate and how they've been able to set a little precedent there. We'll have a forecast as well coming up for meteorologist Ed Kieser. First, a look at today's news. Three members of the University of Illinois Board of Trustees won Senate confirmation yesterday. The board's been under the spotlight in recent weeks after voting to get rid of Chief Illiniwek, the Native American symbol that's performed at athletic events for decades. It's viewed as an honored symbol by some, a racist one by others. The board's decision has been as controversial as the chief itself. Republicans wanted to question trustees Robert Vickery, James Montgomery, and board chairman Lawrence Epley last week, but Democrats in control of the Senate refused their request. Mike Frericks, a Democrat from Gifford, wound up voting present on the confirmations yesterday.
I would have been very happy to hear responses from the trustees, their thoughts on this matter. I don't know how free they would feel to speak, but I think they ought to have the right to speak. And I think if they had come here and made their case, the vote would have been near unanimous.
Frericks says he supports the trustees but felt the Senate process was flawed. All three board members were confirmed to new six-year terms. Meanwhile, the University of Illinois Board of Trustees would revert to an elected body if a bill passed out of the House becomes law. 10 years ago, lawmakers decided to give the governor the ability to appoint all trustees, saying that voters often didn't learn enough about the candidates. But Representative Chapin Rose of Mahomet says since then he's been angered by the board's decisions on issues ranging from tuition to the Chief Illiniwek retirement. After the 113-1 vote in the House yesterday, Rose said his bill will have a tougher time in the Senate, where it may face opposition from leadership.
That said, we're currently working with a number of possible Senate sponsors, many of whom who have the ability to get it out of committee and onto the floor.
A spokeswoman for Senate President Emil Jones says Jones is withholding comment until the Senate officially gets the bill. It would let voters choose trustees based on judicial districts, with three trustees coming from Cook County and one apiece from the four other districts. It would also call for three student trustees, but the students themselves would choose a voting member. The governor currently makes that choice. Governor Rod Blagojevich hinted that a long fight may be ahead, but he says he's ready to do what it takes to make his budget proposal a reality. Amanda Vinicky has more.
The governor got a warm reception at a conference of nursing students, where he gave a speech about his plan to extend health insurance to the 1.4 million Illinois residents without it. The governor says he'll keep lawmakers in Springfield until that goal's achieved.
This is the season it can get done. This is right after an election. You've got a Democratic governor reelected for the first time in more than 40 years who has made this a priority. We've got a Democratic state Senate and a Democratic House.
Blagojevich did not bring up and avoided questions about how he wants to raise the billions to pay for the expansion. And plenty of critics, including those from his own party, say the new tax he's proposed is bad policy. The governor told nurses to ignore opponents, which he called powerful forces who arm twist politicians with campaign contributions. Blagojevich himself has set records for amassing a huge campaign fund. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Champaign's Township Assistance Program for the Poor is in financial trouble, and city council members are looking for solutions, but council members last night showed little interest in a handout from the city. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Township Supervisor Linda Abernathy expanded Champaign's aid program for the poor when she took office. But after cash reserves were exhausted and voters rejected a township tax hike, she was forced to cut the program back. It now pays recipients $100 a month, the very lowest the state will allow. Abernathy hopes another referendum or a change in tax cap laws will restore the program in the long term. In the short term, she's seeking help from the city, help that City Councilman Tom Bruno opposed during last night's study session.
I do not think it's appropriate for the city to simply transfer city money as a way to defeat the expressed will of the citizens of the township in the referendum they passed.
Other council members were willing to consider using city money to bolster the township assistance program, but only with loans, not outright grants. The Champaign City Council will revisit the issue later this spring. Meanwhile, Abernathy says she plans to raise the assistance payments to $150 a month, something she says she can afford to do for 2 years. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The city of Champaign is growing, and so are its needs. Officials say they can keep the revenue and spending in balance in next year's budget plan that they unveiled yesterday. The proposal for $115 million benefits from the recent special census conducted in the city. That census shows that Champaign's population rose 11% since 2000. That'll mean more tax revenue for the city, but city manager Steve Carter says the new revenue is no windfall.
Sometimes as I meet people in the community and talk to them, they assume that, you know, somehow with the growth we've had, the city is rolling in money. I mean, that's not true. So even though we've had growth, it's created more demand for services, but we have to watch very carefully what we're spending it on so that we're making smart decisions. We're funding the things that are needed the most and the other things, you know, we're not able to do.
The city council will start reviewing the budget proposal at its May 8th meeting. Roger Ebert is planning to attend his annual film festival that begins tonight. It's his first public event since last June. Surgery since then has left him unable to speak, and back pain will confine him to a recliner for the 9th annual Overlooked Film Festival in Champaign. Doctors removed a cancerous growth from Ebert's salivary gland and a right jaw last June. In a column in yesterday's Sun-Times, Ebert said he wouldn't miss the festival, despite the advice from some who said he should sit it out. Festival director Nate Cohn says Ebert won't introduce films or lead discussions, but he is taking part in every way except going on stage. The festival showcases films that Ebert believes are in some ways overlooked. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Illinois political watchers have seen plenty of shenanigans under the state capitol dome through the years. There have been numerous instances of dirty tricks, schemes, and at times a blatant disregard for the will of the people. But even veteran observers were stunned last week when the Illinois Senate president appeared to betray one of his own. Sean Crawford has more.
Look back to the November elections. Democrats had swept all the statewide offices and kept control of the Illinois legislature. In the state Senate, President Emil Jones had compiled a veto-proof majority, 37 out of 59 members. Democrats were on top. Fast forward to now, and cracks are appearing in what had been a solid foundation. The fissures have been there for a while, and disagreements over how to handle the skyrocketing electric rates, especially an issue downstate, have left Senate Democrats divided. Benton Senator Gary Forby says the answer for the time being is to help stressed-out consumers by rolling back those rates to last year's levels. Forby called a measure for a vote last week and won approval. But that's when it all gets shady. Senate President Emil Jones used a parliamentary maneuver to take Commonwealth Edison out of the plan, effectively stalling the rollback effort. Forby was visibly upset, saying later he was stabbed in the back by his own leader.
I done my best. I tried everything I can do. You know, I think I had a fast one pulled on me.
Forby says he was so upset at the action he became breathless and was unsure what to do next. The Senate president used a little-known rule that allowed him to overturn a measure senators had just moments earlier voted to approve. Most suspect Jones, who's been a major recipient of Commonwealth Edison campaign money, wants to protect those who've supported him. He refused comment on the latest division among Senate Democrats, but Forby says Jones explained himself during a conversation on the floor Tuesday.
You know, it's, and I'm the leader, and sometimes I had to make some tough choices. And he said, but this is one I had to make, and he said, that's just part of being a leader.
Legislative leaders often have to make questionable calls. They mostly go out of their way to protect fellow party members. It's those members' success in the next election that determines if the leader enjoys the benefits of being in the majority or is relegated to the minority. That's what made this event more unusual. The Senate president has plenty of options to bottle up unwanted legislation, and most are less public. The latest maneuver was a spectacle, with a Democrat telling sympathetic stories about the impact high electric rates are having in his district, only to become the focus of sympathy himself. Chicago Senator William Delgado voted against the rate measure, but says he was ashamed at how the process was manipulated.
And we select leaders to facilitate us, not to lead us down roads that can be that we have to look at over our own shoulder.
Others take it in stride, pointing out lawmakers have to weigh the wants and needs of their districts, which often clash with other members' priorities, even those of lawmakers in their own party. Mike Jacobs, a Democrat representing the Quad Cities, expects the incident will blow over.
Now, we may step on each other's toes, but I think we're all smart enough just to pull them back. And I hope this doesn't have any lingering consequences. You never know, though. You know, some people could have their feelings hurt.
But when it comes to explaining it to the average Illinois resident, Jacobs admits it's difficult.
People back home need to understand that this building, this our government, is run on clout, and it's run on things like people who have control, and that's the system that we live in. Now, we can all say, well, gee whiz, let's wring our hands. Hopefully we get a better system. Hopefully it's like we thought it was in high school government class, but it's not. You know, you have long allegiances, you make votes sometimes that you don't like, and sometimes you have to vote against your friends.
What effect the Senate maneuvering will have on the rest of the legislature's spring session is uncertain. Whether it's voting on electric rates or a new state budget, leaders need to bring cohesion and round up necessary votes. Most rank-and-file members indicated they won't let what happened last week affect their position on other issues. But it's doubtful any want to further test the boundaries of the old saying, all's fair in politics. I'm Sean Crawford.
Be prepared for perhaps a couple of days of rain. Our forecast from AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser calls for a cloudy day across the two states today with widespread showers and thunderstorms, and highs ranging from 52 near Lake Michigan to 75 in the far south. Cloudy with showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight, the lows from 40 in far northwest Illinois to 62 far south. And for tomorrow, again, mostly cloudy and more showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow's highs will range from 52 in northern Illinois to 74 in the far south. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, April 25th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information at our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.